I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Got another edition of Who's on Top coming up today at 12:35. In the meantime, it's football week with college football starting up, and we just played a soundbite from Stephanie Mead of Fox 2, who basically admitted she doesn't like college football. And almost sounded kind of hostile towards it, but having fun with it. And we're just wondering, is your significant other hostile towards football season? 2-4-8-5-3-9-97-97. Delicate balance, right? Got to find a way to make it work. Football season can be a trying time for couples, for families.
Yeah, I think it's way different if you're married versus if you're just dating. You know, you don't have to spend every waking minute with somebody when you're dating.
I assume you know what you're getting into once you decide to put a ring on it.
Yeah, there's definitely that. And then that's, I think, when negotiations really kind of take place.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. We go to Katie on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
What's up?
How's it going?
Good.
Well, I just wanted to weigh in because I am a fiance. We've been together for 7 years, and I actually look forward to football season more than he does.
And so why is that? Because you love football or because it gives you some space?
I like it. I kind of got into sports betting, so that's what draws me in. But
there we go.
No, not like big bets. I don't put 100 on it, but, you know, it's entertaining. It's something to do on a Sunday, and I like it.
Yeah, and you listen to Heather in the morning, and she's the best in the bunch when it comes to picking games. So that works.
I do, actually.
So do you? So you might be the one that likes it more than your significant other. Although it doesn't sound like he's hostile.
No, not at all. He introduced me into like watching sports, so we do it together. It's something we enjoy, but I look forward to it more than he does, I think.
Gotcha. All right, cool. Well, Katie,
good for you.
Yep, well done. And look, the topic is, we didn't say has to be your wife or your girlfriend. We said your significant other, right? Does your significant other not like football season? Feedback coming in. Aaron writes in, my wife, in her words, blanking hates college football. LOL. It's probably because I have it on from September to January. Next text, she wouldn't be my significant other, period.
Oh.
Tyler the cop in Southfield says, my wife scheduled our baby shower on the Lions bye week because she wants me to actually be attentive. My wife is absolutely hostile towards football season.
But smart.
Yes.
Way to go. All right, this is we're getting into the season, man.
Mm-hmm.
The fall wedding season and whether baby showers this guy's talking about as well.
Yep.
But really the wedding season, this is where you kind of test relationships.
Yep.
And you see where you're at.
Yep. My wife, all caps, hates football and all sports in general, but I'm super, super fortunate because though she hates it, she accommodates it. I get to watch and go to games all year long. Truly thankful. Everybody needs a wife like mine. That's from Justin in Masson Heights.
Nice. Let me ask you this. You got married in the fall, right? Or September-ish?
No.
Oh, it wasn't September.
No, I got married in July.
Your birthday's in September.
Yeah, no, it's all right. Good.
All right. So I got things mixed up there. So July, was it intentional? To avoid fall?
I don't remember the exact process, but fall wedding was never, I mean. I mean,
just ask it.
This was not ever going to be in play.
I mean, you get married in July, so you can get the honeymoon in August or immediately after.
Yeah, that was.
Don't even threaten September.
I mean, we'd delay it until after football. So, like, there was no. This time of year is blocked off.
And she's good with it. I mean, at this point, you guys have been married for over 20 years.
Again, she knew what she was getting into, and she was big time. She's big time into football, too.
You guys come up. Did you just have 25?
Just had 25.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So you guys have got this. You're working, you work through this. She knows.
Well, now,
obviously, you work Saturdays.
Yep.
And Sundays, look, the job that we do, you have to watch football.
There was a period in the calendar every year where she was like a single parent mom, and I felt bad about it.
Kang, I can't remember when you got married, what time of the year it was.
June.
It was
late June, yeah.
After the NBA Finals.
Right before the NBA draft.
Yeah. Look at the dream June wedding. I want a June wedding. Yes, of course.
Yeah, our honeymoon was in Vegas for Summer League.
Whatever it takes. Was there any discussion at all about potentially a fall wedding? Or were you like, let's not do that? Were you deft at how you handled this situation to avoid the fall wedding?
No, I always wanted a summer wedding, so, and she's on board with that, so it just worked out that way, I guess. But yeah, I wouldn't really enjoy a fall wedding, even though a lot of people like fall weddings because of the colors, especially in Michigan, things like that. Yeah. The weather's not
too
hot,
attractive.
Right?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. And it can be very disruptive.
Oh, yeah.
All right, is your significant other hostile towards football? 248-539-9797. Logan and Berkeley are on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Logan.
What's up, guys? I was trying to say that I will not date somebody that does not like football. I just have it be something that is, like, so a part of my life that I think I really do want somebody that wants it just as much as I do, just because, I mean, it's not even just a Sunday thing. It's a Saturday thing. It's a Friday thing. You know, I want her to be able to want to go catch the Michigan State game on Friday, then watch Michigan on Saturday, and then, you know, Lions on Sunday, right? So I will not date somebody that, I mean, obviously if she can tolerate it, there's difference there. But, like, if they don't like it and they, you know, don't like when I'm watching it, see ya.
How old are you, Logan?
I'm 25.
Peter literally held up the with his fingers 2-5 before you answered. And have you ended a relationship over
25.
This?
Oh, of course not. I mean, I've never had that actually be a thing, but I mean, it is now, like, when I'm talking to girls, I mean, it's part of my thing. I'm like, hey, I like family, sports, and, you know, a couple other things I won't mention on air. But yeah, I mean, they have to kind of like that as well. And I guess I haven't had a moment where I've had to cut anything off because of it, but
listen,
that's definitely what I'm looking for.
You're smart by saying family and then sports, because it already instills that you want to be a family man at some point, and that's the trade-off, right?
Or could I mean, that's all I really do care about is family in the end, but again, football is just under that.
Logan, thank you for the phone call.
Thanks, guys.
And good luck in that search. For Mrs. Wright. 248-539-9797.
Yeah, we talk about the unicorn when it comes to a freshman quarterback coming into a situation. You don't have to, it's not finding a unicorn in plenty of women love football.
Yep. No question.
And even more are tolerant of our love for football.
We have a mutual acquaintance, my buddy Steve and his wife Laura. Laura has zero interest in football, but she'll go tailgate. And she'll talk about the outfits.
Sure.
She likes to discuss the outfits. She asks all the time, do I want to have her on the air to talk about the outfits? And I'm like, yeah, we're good. We got an outfit expert.
Yeah. Outfits. Yeah. Yep. Sure. It's probably really good if she's got somebody else to talk to about it at a tailgate.
About outfits?
Yeah.
Well, everybody likes talking to her because she's funny. But, you know, there's some, again, she's not hostile towards it, though. 248, she's just not interested. 248-539-9797. Donna is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Donna.
Hello, how are you today?
We're good, great, Donna. How are you?
Good. Well, I'm weighing in on this whole significant other. I think it's great. I love the camaraderie that it provides my husband and my boys and our family. We're all very into it, and I really enjoy that my husband shares all of his fantasy football winnings. So I'm that's very encouraging. So, and he does very well with it, and he's got a lot of teams. I really like that.
Okay, so I'm trying to get a sense here. Do you watch the games with?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so you're into it too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And then, you know, whenever my boys were dating girls, and if they were talking during the game, I would try to get them interested. You know, hey, you know, you got to kind of act like you like this a little bit.
Wow. You start coaching your boys' girlfriends on what's important. Yep. Priorities.
And then when they were younger, the girls that were chosen to be the water girls for the high school football team, I had them over and we did chalk talk, the whole nine yards, you know. I mean,
wow, look at
it's,
you.
It's a great thing to be interested in, you know. I don't know, I think it builds a lot for, I love it. So, you know, and if you're into it, it helps.
Donna, you're awesome.
Something to talk about.
Thanks, Donna.
Yeah.
All right, I have a question going into the break that I want people to respond to during the break so they can get online and hang out.
You want
to
do the 10 text thing? Is that,
well, we could. We could do the 10 text thing. Well, why don't I ask the question? You determine if it's 10 text worthy.
What's the question?
How many guys are fine that the girl isn't interested in football? They enjoy having the time. Like they don't want your significant other to enjoy it as much as you do because it's like, hey, this is my thing with my guys. It's my thing with my boys.
How many guys are like that?
Yeah.
A lot.
Are they willing to admit it?
That you like that your significant other isn't into football?
Yeah. No, or that you don't want her to be into football. He's like, yeah, I'm going to meet with the guys at the bar, going to watch the game. She's like, oh, I'll be right with you. Like, oh, okay.
I don't want that. I've always said that. I've always said I don't need my wife or girlfriend, you know, now my wife, to love sports or like sports. I just need her to understand my love and like of sports. That's it. And I prefer her to go your route, to not even really be into it that much. Like, the worst thing to me would be having, like, my wife or girlfriend in my fantasy league. I do not want a part of that at all. At all.
It's a different kind of fantasy league.
That's me time.
So,
could make losing or winning really interesting, though.
Is there anybody in your league that has their wife or girlfriend in your fantasy?
Not in this league.
Okay. We got talking about this because there was an exchange on Fox 2 the other morning with Aaron Jordan, the anchor, and Stephanie Mead Weather. And Stephanie Mead does not like college football. She doesn't like college sports. She actually sounded borderline hostile towards it, laughing the whole time. But is your significant other hostile towards football season? 248-539-9797. Another edition of Who's on Top today at 12:35 here on 97.1.
Well, you guys know which car dealership I love, Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield. It's because they give you real, honest pricing and the best deals around. And I'm talking about no gimmicks, right? No gimmicks, no surprises. It's really just straight up amazing offers. Like what they got right now, a 2025 Equinox EV is only $999 down and just $159 a month. If you're more of a truck person, how about you get behind the wheel of a 2025 Silverado 2FL? It's also only $999 down and only $229 a month. That's right, $229 a month for a truck. And here's the best part. Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield is giving employee pricing for everyone on select demo Equinox, Silverado, and Trax models. You heard that right. Employee pricing for everyone. So whether you're upgrading to a sleek new electric ride with Equinox, grabbing that tough Silverado for work or play, or looking for a solid SUV, Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield has got you covered. These deals aren't going to last long, so head over to Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield and see why they're the best. And trust me, you're not going to find a better deal anywhere else. That's...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Donor-advised funds from DAFGiving360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Sarah Difference.
Back to your phone calls in a moment. Something kind of interesting here. A bit of breaking news at this hour. Chris McCoskey, beat writer, covers the Detroit Tigers with the Detroit News. Chris McCoskey just tweeted out the following. AJ Hinch on MLB Radio said Alex Cobb was being pulled off his rehab assignment and shut down for a week. This allows the club to reset the assignment for another 30 days, but obviously a decision will have to be made before that. Time is about up.
So I think that's just strategic at this point. I don't know if Alex Cobb ever pitched for the Tigers this year or not, but if they think that he's just not there yet, but he might be, this is the move they have to do. Pause it for 10 days or whatever that it was. I think it was the time that they said. Mm-hmm. And then he can go right back on the rehab assignment and then perhaps pitch for the Tigers at some point in September. But for a guy that was signed to a one-year deal in the offseason, I think for $15 million, to be a starter, and we haven't seen him because of hip issues that he has developed, it's disappointing. I'm sure it's frustrating for all parties involved, and for Alex Cobb in particular, because he's the guy. And this might be the end of his career. If he doesn't pitch this year, is he ever going to pitch again? I mean,
would seem rather unlikely, yeah, actually. I mean, because
he kind of addressed that a week ago or so. He was talking about that with the reporters.
I was just looking at some of the responses to this, and boy, people are hostile. And I'm just like, dude, yeah, Scott Harris swung and missed. Got it. Yes. Look at the totality of the man's work. Look where this team is. Look where this organization is. I guess if you want to dwell on all his misses, go for it. But this is a miss. Yeah.
No, it's a miss, and it's a $15 million miss. So that's the thing. They don't even see him this year. If they'd given that much more money to Alex Bregman, you know, that's the mentality of where people are going to go with it. But it's unfortunate that it hasn't worked out. Again, I don't know if we'll ever see him. We could still see him. They've narrowed it down to he would be coming out of the bullpen be an inning or two at a time kind of guy if he's able to do that. But it's been a long recovery for him. He's dealing with pain in the hips that these injections aren't really helping a ton. And it's really uncomfortable for him to pitch, and he's fighting through it because he wants to make this his last final shot at it.
I think the hostility comes too, Doug, is like a lot of fans felt like they saw this coming. It's a $15 million mistake that they didn't think was worth the risk, because I think he was quoted as saying like he was going to retire, basically. Like he wasn't even thinking about coming back, and then he got a call from the Tigers. So I think that's where the vitriol comes from with the text and the feedback.
I guess it's... You know, we all have bad days at work and make bad decisions. If you're getting the job done in an overwhelmingly positive fashion, I don't really dwell on them. Some of our shows are better than others, right?
Speak for yourself, man.
But whatever you do for a living, you're going to do some bad things. It's just overall, is the totality of your work a net positive? And in the case of Scott Harris, so far it is. I mean, one of the things is, why don't you stop going on the cheap for 40-year-old pitchers? And I'm thinking, Chuck Money's been so good for them, and he's 41.
That's Charlie Morton to everybody else out there, and he's pitching tonight.
248-539-9797. Okay, here's the soundbite that got this topic started. This is an exchange. Anchors, Fox 2, Aaron Jordan, and Stephanie Mead. Weather, we discovered in that moment, she's not a huge college football fan, but here's what got us talking about this.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Okay. Thanks, Stephanie.
I mean, that sounded like borderline hostility towards college football, not just outright hostility towards college football. But is your significant other hostile towards football? 248 539-9797. Let's go to Lisa next on 97.1. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
What's
Hello.
Up?
Hello, you there?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, I have a dilemma. My husband and I both absolutely love football, watch it all the time. In fact, all sports.
Great.
My dilemma is when we're invited, and typically what happens, the women want to stay up in the kitchen and talk about family, whatever. The men are all downstairs watching football. I want to be down watching football, but it's not so comfortable then because I'm with a whole bunch of group of guys, and I don't know if they are acting like guys, and the women are upstairs, so I'm like caught on the steps.
Wow.
Don't know what, never know what to do.
Interesting. Have you talked about this with your husband?
Yes.
All right. And
what we typically do, and I hate to say it, is either stay home so we can watch it together. That's pretty much what we do.
Okay. Because you don't want to intrude on guy time.
Absolutely.
But you want to be down there watching the game.
All right,
absolutely.
So the guys are downstairs watching the game. Is there a TV upstairs where the ladies are at?
Usually, but then it's kind of rude because I'm not listening or partaking in the kitchen talk.
Well, but you can have it on in the background, and it's up to you to disguise how much you're paying attention.
Lisa, I just saw this from one of the women that post on Twitch. She said, blank that, just watch in the basement with the guys.
Well, and typically that's what I do.
Okay.
But it's just not, it's uncomfortable. Yeah. I mean, it works. But yeah, it's just, but I feel that I am kind of like, you know, like I'm
encroaching,
guys
you're encroaching on guy time.
I think so. Yeah. And they're all respectful of that. But I just, you know, guys sometimes just want to be guys. And I think they watch what they say.
Well, turn on the TV with the women. It's all right.
It's very nice of you to think about the guys and how they might feel. But I think it's awesome.
I don't. No, you got to stay upstairs or stay home. Her instincts are right. You are intruding on guy time. No one wants to be the guy. And for him too, by the way, the husband,
he's
the dude that brought the wife to the, you know, what are you doing? You can't.
That's what I'm saying. For her, just turn the TV on upstairs.
I don't care what she does.
Oh,
she can't
be
downstairs.
Rude to the other women. Who cares? Like, they already know that you want to watch the game downstairs with the guys. You're still hanging out with them. You'll give your input in their discussion about doilies or whatever it is you're talking about.
What kind of soap you guys use to wash the dishes, huh? Oh,
exactly, yeah. Right?
What's your vacuuming technique?
Yeah.
Oh,
what do you think? Like the shark versus the Dyson? I mean, these are discussions.
Oh.
This is hot topics, right? You know, which Cuisinart works best for you? Do you actually use Cuisinart? Do you have a Vitamix? Do you like the Ninja? What are we going with? No, but have the TV on there. You're fine. Watch it up there.
What are you ladies doing, baking?
Yeah. I just came upstairs. There was a wonderful aroma up here. It's a Taco Tuesday already. You guys trying to discuss which is better, margarine or butter? That we got. Anybody still a lard fan? No. Shortening.
Wow. I think she should go to the basement. Kang is
I'm gonna turn down Kang's hospital. Stay out of the basement. That's where the guys are. Guys want to be guys.
They definitely watch what they're saying, man.
Right?
Come
on.
I mean, she's down there.
Yeah. Yes. Watch what they say. Watch what comes out of the body.
Yes. Samuel, will you please pass the potato chips? You know, you're like, they don't talk like that.
No, they know they're being judged.
Yeah.
I guess I can't gorge myself on, this entire bag of pretzels over here.
I'm not looking at the cheerleaders.
I got to admit, every time I'm in the basement. Every time I'm in the basement watching football, I'm not doing like things that would be considered offensive to women.
Well, no, but you're not with a bunch of guys all the time.
Sometimes
are you?
I am. No, hockey locker room, we say and do very offensive things.
Yeah, well, I would say in my house, and it's just the guys.
You don't want a woman there.
The women just stay on the other side.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, open the show talking some Tigers and Lions with the cuts. Everything gets official today at 4 o'clock. Players getting released around the league. And, you got the practice squads are set tomorrow, but we were discussing all of that. We spent mostly 11 o'clock hour talking about Michigan and Michigan State. Then we played that soundbite from Stephanie Mead that many of you just heard of. Fox 2's weather girl is kind of hostile towards college football and didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, she was on with Aaron Jordan. It was on a stream. He's one of the producers.
Okay, gotcha. And long story short is we just wondered if your significant other is hostile towards football season, which is really, really gets going this weekend with the college game. And then after that, you got college and NFL. And it's that time of year. It's that time of year. It's what leads to our the rant that we play every Friday that allows guys try and negotiate for more time in front of the TV. 248-539-9797. Anyway, we go to Jeff next on 97.1. Hi, Jeff.
How are you?
We're good.
Man, did that go off the rails last time.
What, last segment?
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of did.
All right, who's your guy that just said my wife needs to, or my, is that Kang, or who is that? Because I've been married 30 years, and my wife, Susie, pretty much looks at me and says, be prepared for football season. We're watching football Thursday through Monday. And she's been on our fantasy football team, and two of our boys are named after pro athletes, and we have the best time ever.
So let's remember what the context of that conversation was. That was all of the guys are downstairs. We're going to have to put you on hold here because of
windscreen,
the wind.
Something.
Jeff, all the guys were downstairs, and all the women were upstairs, and there was one woman said, I want to go. It was Donna? Was it
Donna? Donna, I think.
Yeah, Donna wants to go downstairs and watch a football game. And so there was a little bit of, she didn't want to make it socially awkward for the rest of the guys.
Yeah, but Kang said he wanted no wife allowed in the fantasy football.
Yeah, but that so he was, yeah, you were against that, Kang.
Yeah, no doily time, right, Gator?
That's right.
Oh, good God. Anyway, Jeff, so that was the context of the conversation.
All right, hopefully the wind is gone. What my point is, put the caveman stick down and understand that if your girl wants to be involved with it, and I will tell you, my wife, she's big on fantasy football, and when we come home, you know, from work, it's not we're talking about work, like last night, she's like, can you believe Skipper's gone? What the heck is going on? And we talk about, you know, football you're for like in. 2 hours.
Did you name your kid Skipper?
No, Brett after Brett Hall and Brett Favre, and Nick after Nick Lidstrom. So my wife, she's like, I'm giving you two boys, and we're going to be in sports the whole time. So I don't know if I have the best wife or, you know, somebody that is would consider the worst wife. But, I mean, she doesn't like golf, so that's my guy time, right? Uh-huh. I go out and golf, and, all right? So
well, what if she wanted to golf with you? That's I guess the apples to apples question. What if she wanted to go with golfing with you and the guys?
Nine holes, putt putt, fine.
That's fun. A comp for him. He's got his guy time.
Yeah, golfing with women can be great. It can also suck beyond belief. It can be emasculating.
Well, golfing with some guys can suck beyond belief.
Well, yeah, too. Yeah, but you know what you're getting yourself into with women. Sometimes you don't know based on the skill level. Like if they're better than you, it's awful. You're never going to live that down. And if they're slow,
you know our buddy Hoffman.
That's no fun. Yeah, yeah. His wife's better than he is.
I think so.
Oh,
yeah. She's really good at golf. So, and anything to embarrass Hoffman.
And this is true. I wonder if I'll give one more question for the guy, which would have been because he likes golf. Does she put the kibosh on him playing golf to watch football?
It sounds like she
might go out with the guys who are playing. No, it's football Sunday. You're not going anywhere.
Interesting. 248-539-9797. Jeff on a cell. You're next on 97.1. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, how are you today?
We're great, Jeff.
Wow, I got a horrific story. I was dating this girl for a couple years. We got engaged. I had my place. She had her place. And she knew I loved sports and I like all sports and all that. And when we moved in together, she became my fiance. All of a sudden, the rule was you cannot watch any sports in here. And I'm going, like, what are you talking about? That's my life. I mean, I love it. Like, I mean, and so basically after a while, I said, well, sometimes the sports will be on. I'll go downstairs and watch it. So she put a lock on the bedroom door. So if I went down and watched sports, I had to sleep on the couch. I wasn't allowed in. I wasn't even allowed to check a score. Like, I got to a point where I thought, do I have to put Gravol in her drink so, like, I can watch the game?
What was her deal, Jeff? What was her problem?
Control.
Yeah, controlling. Yeah. How long did that last?
Not long. I got out of there. I made plans. She went to work, and I was all moved out, and I've been single ever since. That was 8 years ago. Unless I find a girl that can at least, you know, allow me to watch sports in the basement or a different room, like, I mean, but not controlling it. It's unbelievable.
What does she want to do instead?
Nothing.
No, she just wanted to keep you from something that you enjoyed.
Exactly. And isn't that sad? Like, I mean,
That's a spiteful woman right
there. And you let that catch get away.
Oh, yes.
Caught
and released, just like a fish.
Have you kept tabs at all? You know what she's up to?
No, not at all.
No, that's a full catch and release.
He totally ran.
But the thing is,
go back in the water.
Say about her last boyfriend, they used to go to sports all the time and how great it was, and she'd go on road trips and everything.
There it is.
And then when I liked sports, it wasn't allowed.
Yeah, because she had gone through it before. There's some trauma there.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have given her a little bit more time, Jeff. Was she a looker?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you should have given her a little more time and maybe a little more understanding to what her previous...
Who cares?
Hey. Maybe this could have worked out just fine for Jeff, and he stayed single for the last 8 years. Maybe it's time to call her back up and see if she's changed, if she's gotten over her previous... What? What's the problem?
This guy, he was miserable.
I would rather...
She was smoking hot. You heard his reaction.
Not a chance in the world. Like, I mean, I'm happy. I love my sports. I love my family, and I'm willing to split time. Like, you know, I'm not going to hog the TV for the whole weekend or whatever. But, you know, when you're together, you have to work things out and understand and respect what other people like. She knew what I liked. It's not like, oh, I love sports.
The only thing I question about this, Jeff, is there her side of the story that would sound different?
Not at all.
Okay.
Jeff, are you?
Not at all. Not even close.
Jeff,
it was unbelievable.
Are you Canadian?
Yes.
Is she?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And she knows I love the Lions, the Tigers, and the Red Wings, and the Pistons, but I didn't have to watch it all the time. I just needed a little bit of sharing, and understanding. Like, I mean, how do you feel when you go to bed and the door is locked because you watched a game
She had a previous experience, was terrible. Apparently. Her previous boyfriend really liked sports, and it didn't work out, and she wanted it to work out for you, so what she was trying to do was set up that boundary to ensure that was going to happen. And in reality, Doug, what she did
She drove him away.
It's so sad. It's sad. That's why I think now might be the time to call her back up and say... I was just wondering about you.
Okay, I do not agree with this advice. I think he did the right thing.
He's still single. Why not?
So what? He's single and he sounds happy.
Happy he gets to watch sports? I don't know if he's fully happy, Doug.
Why don't you call her up?
Well, she's okay.
248-539-9797.
The whole border thing. I don't know if we can have that long distance relationship.
Hey, Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize, but focus on many different areas of the law. You wouldn't go to a doctor who specializes in all sorts of medicine. Why would you do that with your lawyer? Specialization, it matters. Educated consumers will choose Michigan Auto Law. Do your research and learn more at autolaw.com. Once they take your case, they'll communicate with you. They are the best in the business in customer service and satisfaction because they put people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com. I'm really, really working hard on two names that I've screwed up off the air all week. Okay?
All right.
And one... One is the head coach at New Mexico is named Jason Eck. And I realized that all my pregame notes, I wrote David Eck. I have no idea why.
Because David Eckstein is the guy you're thinking of, probably. It just comes to your mind. Eck.
Maybe.
Is it E-C-K?
It's E-C-K.
Yeah.
And everything was David Eck, David Eck, David Eck.
And Rob David Eck.
That's what it is.
Blame WWJ.
It's WWJ.
News Radio 950.
Our brother's director station. Over there. The other one is, and this one I really, really don't want to screw up, and I keep doing it again, not on the air.
I'm sure you won't.
It's a Michigan player.
Uh-oh.
He's got a name.
Is he going to play?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's probably going to have the football in his hands. And Michigan years ago had a defensive back named Channing Stribling.
Yeah, I remember him.
Well, they now have a wide receiver named Channing Goodwin. His dad, Jonathan, played at Michigan. I cannot stop with the Channing Stribling. I can't. Like, this is my biggest challenge Saturday is do not call Channing Goodwin Channing Stribling. And he's you know, he played a little bit last year, but he's going to start playing a lot more.
Are you open to advice?
I'm open to advice, yes.
Last names are great. You don't have to go the full name.
No, you're right. You're right. And that's, you know.
You don't have to do it. Go all Jeopardy rules, you know?
You don't have to get
the full name in Jeopardy. You just have to get the last name.
No, first names are great.
Well, no,
If I say Channing, there's only one Channing on the team.
See, but first names make you a little too familiar with the team sometimes.
So you don't think I should call Bryce?
No, I don't. Not right away.
Because last year I was like Davis. I called Davis Warren. Davis. There was also a Jaden Davis, and that can confuse people. So,
I think Bryce Underwood. You can get away with the whole name because you'll know it. It's not like you call him Pat or Tom Underwood. You know, like former pitchers.
Yeah,
you're gonna go Bryce Underwood. Mm-hmm. That's fine. I think after a couple of years, you can go be familiar. And then Bryce under center, and that's fine. People understand who you are. It's like, hey, we've been here a while.
I don't know if you know this, but two to six made fun of me because I called Donovan Dono, which is what they called him in the building.
Yeah, you should totally be made fun of for that. I think we've done that too when we heard you say that. Like, I'm sorry, did I catch a Dono?
You did.
Yeah.
Donovan was something else. Something else. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. Let's get back to our open line calls. We were talking about this, and we're going to move on and get to the who's on top. High school football related, who's on top, coming up at 102. But we got sidetracked because of the story that we kind of found. Fox 2, weather girl. Meteorologist, Stephanie Mead, made it on the air, talking with Aaron Jordan, that she did not love college football. Is your significant other hostile towards college football? There has only been the one release today, right, by the Lions that we've seen reported. Is it the linebacker, Gilbert? Other than that, no more to report. But they'll all be due come 4 o'clock today. So just a heads up there. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Sarah next on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
So I am a huge professional sports fan, and I stick with Stephanie Mead in this. I can't stand college football, especially with all the changes that have been going on in recent years. Just can't stand it. And then another caveat, I started dating my partner 12 years ago, and he was a huge professional sports and college sports fan. So we just got along, watched all the games together, and now all of a sudden, he has no interest in it. And I can't understand it because I have to watch it. Lions, Tigers, and rugby game.
He just stopped watching sports?
Well, he doesn't like all the rules that are going on. I mean, he'll still watch it if they're doing good. So he's watching the Tigers.
And the Lions.
And he'll watch the Lions, even though he says he's a Green Bay fan, but whatever.
Uh-oh.
That's
a red flag, Sarah.
Well, I didn't know it until months into the relationship.
Did he hide it from you? What else is he hiding?
He did a lot from me.
Yeah. What else is he
hiding? He did a lot from me. So there's that.
Hmm. Well, interesting.
So that's getting some real life decisions to make.
Oh, tell me about it. I'm making them.
And you're still together?
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Well, for now.
I'll hang in there.
Yep.
Hopefully you can overcome these tough times.
And who, you know what? He can say, he, so is this an attitude he's like, you can actually see when he's watching football on TV, he no longer cares? Or is this something he's saying right now because the offseason was around? I don't care about the new rules they're going to put in the kicking and all, whatever the rules are that he disagrees with.
He thinks that they're, you know, they're wussifying, they're weakening the league.
Oh, he's a tough
guy.
He
doesn't like all those kind of rules that are going down. And he's like, I want old school football. That's
he doesn't care about targeting CTE and concussions and just got his bell rung. Get him back out there. Rub some dirt on it.
That's great. Good for him.
Well, there's some old school people that are like that.
I mean, there's a point where if you're talking like they protect the quarterbacks too much or that's not a late hit, that kind of thing. I get it.
Yep.
It's another thing when you know if he's upset because they don't allow head slapping.
Right. 248-539-9797. Bob is next. Hi, Bob.
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
I've been with my wife 46 years, with her 46 years, been married 45 years. And my mama and I were, before we got married, got an apartment, my mama and I were watching a football game, like Michigan, Michigan State, whoever was on at the time. And she said at that time, and she just told me this on my birthday a couple of weeks ago, at that time, she said, I knew I should have never married you because she didn't like football. She just doesn't like football. Or she likes baseball, but no football. And I told her, I said, crap, we would have never been married this long. You know, I didn't understand it at the time, but we are way together, but she just doesn't like football. The announcer, she said she could be an announcer. She can go back and say, hey, Turner's going back. Hiked the ball to Turner. Turner looks around, passes the ball to Hooch, and he goes for a touchdown. I mean, what she thinks how simple it is.
I mean, that's a great combination, Turner and Hooch right there. The dog days of football.
I thought you liked it. Yeah.
Well, and yet you still find a way to be married to this woman.
Yes. She's got two kids. She's got five grandkids.
It sounds like it's been a while then.
You've overcome, Bob.
Yeah. You've adapted.
45 years. Well, she adapted, not me. I didn't adapt. I just watch what I want to watch. If she gets upset at home, I just go to a bar, a sports bar, and watch it. Don't matter which one. You just get out of the house, you go to a bar and watch it. Stay
out of her way. Stay out of her way. Just don't tell her to make cookies.
Those kids made it work.
So, wow. 45 years. Five grandkids.
Yeah. Okay. I think they're in it for the long haul.
I think you figured it out.
Yeah. I think they did. All right. So, Tigers back in action tonight. Charlie Morton back on the hill for the Tigers. Been a really nice, unexpected find. The news today is that Alex Cobb, I guess they're shutting him down for a week. It looks like they're going to get nothing out of that signing, which is unfortunate. But still a team that's competing to win the American League, still a team that's competing for the World Series. They haven't completely ruled out, at least in an interview, it was a Chris McCoskey tweet, an interview that AJ Hinch did with MLB Network. They haven't ruled out him still making an impact this year, but that looks like it might be a real blow to him providing any assistance down the stretch. Has there been any update on Parker Meadows, the center fielder?
Last I heard is that he still has to... He hadn't started hitting yet. Like he still needs to get up to sprint speed and things like that. But I think, I don't know if it's today or tomorrow, they come up with a weekly report. But I would expect that he's getting ready to start a rehab assignment.
Yeah, just quick Google search. I'm seeing this. Meadows will undergo running tests over the next few days and could begin a rehab assignment after that if he checks out. He was put on the 10-day DL. IL, yes, my apologies. Is it, can you just keep putting somebody on the 10-day IL over and over and over again?
Well, no. I mean, I do think it's until they actually, I don't think the clock really starts to tick until you've started a rehab assignment.
Yeah.
So you can go 10-day or was the other one the 40-day or 60-day?
Yeah.
Depending on what you're going to do for roster manipulation, but for right now.
ESPN put together a list of returning players who could impact the stretch. Okay. And for the Tigers, it's Parker Meadows.
He can. If he comes anywhere close to what he was last year at this time, it'd be a most welcomed addition. However, he didn't play anywhere near that this year. Not even close. And then he got hurt. So we haven't even, at least last year when he started off horribly, went to the minors, at least he played really well in the minors, they said, we can bring him up. And then they brought him up and he was lightning in a bottle. But he hasn't come anywhere close to that.
No, he hasn't.
And he didn't have a spring training. He had the whole weird thing with the forearm and
the nerve.
Yeah, it's been strange. And it's too bad because he was so good for them down the stretch last year.
All right, another edition of Who's on Top is coming up at 102 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.